Hey, welcome to episode 15. Today, I want to speak about slowing the hell down. What do I mean? 2018 people, we're getting busier and busier. All you see is screens left, right and center. Something that really brought my attention, there was my daughter coming in from school the other day. And she's like, homework, which she done. Then she's straight onto the iPad. And there's like 20, 30 screens open in front of her. And I'm like, lucky you go outside, get some fresh air, play. She did that. Got me thinking. This is a busy life we're living in. It's one thing after the other. Now, if it's like this now, I often think, what's it going to be like when my daughter grows up in 10, 20 years' time? So we need to think about the future. We need to think about the future for ourselves, future for our kids, our grandkids. When has it become so busy? When did we allow this to happen? Right, listen to this. If you're going around and you have a heap of things to do there, you have umpteen number of jobs to do, don't think that by cramming them all into the one day or one week that they're going to be accomplished. All it's going to do is going to leave you with your head spinning. I wanted to come on here today to speak to you about the importance and significance of slowing down. Slowing down doesn't mean you get there any later than the other person. Coming up and looking at the red light and looking at the car past you and wanting to rev your engine doesn't mean that you will not pass up with that car 5-10 seconds later. So that's what I'm here today to speak to you about. Slow down. Accomplish one goal at a time. If you have something to do this week, a couple of things to do, pick a day. Do it in that day. Don't be trying to put a bit of everything into the one day. People go around and say they can multitask. Fuck multitasking, doesn't work. I don't care what anyone come on here and say multitasking, I can multitask. Well, fair play to you, but I'm here to tell you, multitasking is not the way forward. One thing, pick one thing that you can do each day. Now some of us have kids, I have kids, I'm not saying you can't look after your children or anything like that now. I'm looking at the big goals, I'm looking at the tasks we have ahead of us. Pick one thing, do it. Because all you're going to do is end up in a frenzy, like I said already. Now, if we keep going at this rate, what do I mean by slowing down? People, if anyone's actually asking, what's the end of it by slowing down? Our work life, we get up, we're looking at a big screen flashing in the morning, notifications, jobs, wanting houses, wanting holidays. Yes, have them by all means. I'm a man of luxury. I love a good holiday. I have probably 4 or 5 holidays a year. But this year I've actually decided to have none. I prioritised. I bought my new home. So slow the hell down. All we're giving us is a big whirlwind of anxiety. And in turn, we're running around with our head up our asses and we don't know where we're going. And then we're wondering why nothing's getting done and we're so goddamn stressed. Because you're bringing it on yourself. That's why. Bringing it on yourself. So listen in to this. Tune in. You've kids. You will have kids up the road. Now you need to set the bar for them. If they're looking at you flying around, all stressed, what's going to happen to them? They're going to pick up on it. They're going to become who they look at, who they surround themselves with. It's like anything. It's like psychology. You become what you are around. You pick up and you become conditioned to it. So take a handy. Learn to just ease up. It's okay for something not to be done one day. I'm going to get to it another day. You may think you will be behind, but sometimes you can slow certain areas down in your life and more will be done. You will accomplish more in that space of time. Just a short one today. Slow down. Slow the hell down.